And the first question is, how do you design ahead of time so that you're extensible in the future? And I think part of that is just knowing that you're going to want to do extensions in the future. And for us, generics is kind of a special case because we knew from even when we were doing the early version of C#, we knew that we'd want to have generic support in the language. So we could tell at that time, you know, we could know what certain decisions, what effects certain decisions would have on, you know, whether we could do that syntax. So that's kind of a special case. But in general, we try not to burn our bridges, I guess, from a syntax standpoint. Now, one of the tough parts is because we decided that C# was going to be based on kind of a C or C++ style syntax, we kind of made a lot of choices when we made that decision. And it turns out that, for example, the number of characters you have is limited, and, you know, C uses virtually all of them, you know, to mean one thing or another. So it's hard to find, when you want to do new constructs, it's hard to find, you know, characters that you can actually use to express them. So the first question is, you know, kind of, the first answer is kind of planning ahead to make sure you know you're thinking of what you're going to do in the future. The second consideration for that is it's really kind of how you structure your language. And one of the things we really wanted to do in the new version of C# was to make sure that we could compile old code without breaking. And that presents some challenges because, for example, in generics we have this new where keyword. And, you know, the answer is, well, you know, how do you do generics without having where, you know, conflict with anything where user used where as an identifier? And what we ended up doing was adding all the new features use what we call or refer to as contextual keywords, which means it's not really a full keyword in the usual sense of the language. It's not completely reserved. It's reserved in this particular space. And it turns out we were able to, for all of the new features, to do them with contextual keywords, which means that we didn't have to have any migration scheme, you know, to take existing 7.0 or 7.1 code to move it to the new syntax. Now, we did have some history of doing that. In fact, in the first version of C#, we have in properties, for example, we have, you know, a get accessor and a set accessor, but get and set are contextual. You know, they aren't full keywords. And in fact, in the set accessor, there's also value, and value is also contextual.
So I can still make a method called get.
You can still make a method called get, and you can still have a variable called value, just not in those specific situations.
Are there any features that you guys came up with that seemed like great features, but the language stopped you from being able to do them?
It is true that one of the hurdles we have when we're implementing features or thinking about implementing features is there a way for us to express it such that, you know, we think users will understand it, and we think that, you know, the expression is reasonably in the sense of C#, you know, and kind of how the language feels. The one that comes to mind is in the first version, our accessibility rules are missing a specific accessibility. You know, we have an accessibility called protected internal, which we actually really don't like the name very much. But we have protected internal, and that means you can access either through a protected or through an internal path. So it's really protected or internal. Now, the CLR actually supports another accessibility, which means protected and internal. And one of the reasons that we don't support it is there's not really a good way to express that without making the syntax a lot more complex.